Yeah, I'm the old guy around around these parts. So in 1985, 10 years old, that's probably third grade or somewhere in there. You know, the only thing on my mind growing up was sports. Really, that was it. Was a good student, like, you know, got my, were they doing grades by that, letter grades by that point?
Maybe.
I mean, I think I got all A's up until like high school when it was much harder, and then I got dinged a little bit, but school-wise it was fine. Really enjoyed math, so it was like early stuff in math, but all sports. So any reading that I would do, I think was sports related. This was back in the day of like newspapers, right? So either the local newspaper or I grew up in Oregon, so the Oregonian, which is like the Portland, kind of the state newspaper. Whenever that came, I was grabbing it, ripping the sports section out of there, just going through stats. Didn't matter what season it was, didn't matter what sports it was, football, baseball, basketball, probably at the time. Anyway, anything I could eat up with sports, that was it. And this is like early day for computer stuff, so there was, I mean, super early days. So it wasn't like, you know, I was learning to write code or experiment at that time. Actually, let me think. 85. So my mom was a school teacher. She taught second grade, and the schools in those days had the early Apple, like Apple IIe, Apple IIc. You've probably heard of these, like huge boxes with almost like a TV on top of it. So occasionally we would bring those home, or I would go with her to her school on the weekend while she was, you know, grading papers or doing something. I would go, you know, play with these computers, but that was super early days of PCs. I went to college, wanted to do civil or mechanical engineering. I don't think I knew. My uncle was an engineer, mechanical engineer. I honestly didn't know exactly. I mean, I knew, you know, they're building bridges and designing sort of large, whatever, building skyscrapers. There's a bit of mechanical and civil and structural and all those kind of big projects. And that sounded exciting, but I didn't have an internship with that. I just sort of imagined it and talked to him a little bit about it. Anyway, so I went to school to, I wanted to keep playing football. And I wasn't a D1 player, so I went to a small Division III school so I could keep playing sports. So I played football and golf during college. And here's how I got into CS. So my school that I went to did not have a 4-year civil, mechanical, structural engineering. You would go to that school for 3 years, and then you'd transfer and do 2 years at one of the state universities to finish up the degree. So 2 years into school, I'm like, I like this place. I love my friends. I don't want to transfer after another year. That sounds lame. So I was like, oh, let me take a computer science 101 class my sophomore year. Just kind of on a whim. There were a few of the football players that were like, you know, a year ahead of me in the CS program and really liked it. So I tried it, and it was super hard, but something clicked there and grabbed my interest. And so that's where I transitioned from, like, you know, more engineering to like computer science. My sophomore year of college, when you asked about like tough situations, the beginning of my sophomore year, my best friend passed away from cancer. So he got cancer our senior in high school. So he had about 2 years, and it was like slow moving, and then it was very fast at the end. But I was like a week into my sophomore year, he passed away. So I took a little time off, not the whole semester, but I took a little time off, spent some time with his family, spent some time with my family. And then, God, it was fucking brutal, like 6 months, just like, I came back because I wanted to, like, you know, just like stay distracted. And so it was like midway through the football season, so I kept playing, and that was good. But school fucking killed me. Couldn't get back on track. And so that semester, and the other semester, I got like a D, first D ever, a couple C's, just couldn't pull it together. And at the end of the semester, my parents were like, I don't think they knew what the issue was, but they're like, it seems like you're drinking a little too much. Are you like, is it too much beer, right? You're at college, you're on your own. So it took a few months to kind of get it back together, but anyway. Someone's always coming around here, trailing some. My final semester of college, I spent overseas, and it was in Australia, which is amazing. Spending 4 months or 6 months in Australia during their summer is like not the worst place to be when you're 22 or however old I was. My college has an incredible overseas program. I'm in the habit pretty much in every country. And I kind of decided last minute, but my sister, maybe my parents, some friends talked me into like, go do an overseas program. I'm so glad they did. And I was a little chicken shit to go somewhere where I didn't speak the language. So the options were New York, because we're on the West Coast. You could spend a semester in New York, DC. You know, there's probably a couple programs in the UK, Australia. And I really wanted to do the New York or DC programs, but they were in the fall, which is football season. So that kind of ruled it out, right? Everything's justified by football here. So Australia was in the spring. It was like perfect timing, and so glad that I did it. But during that program, I'm a half computer science, half math major. And I wrapped up all my requirements halfway through my senior year. So this last semester was Australian history, Aboriginal history, rainforest ecology, marine biology. Like, these are the classes, Australian politics, that I'm taking. So no math, no computer science. So I spent this semester there, came back for graduation, and then immediately started interviewing. But I hadn't touched a computer other than checking email. I hadn't even thought about computer science for, you know, 5 months at that point, 6 months. So through my sister's connections, like literally a couple days after graduating, I got an interview with a startup in the Bay Area. This is as the Bay Area is like taking off in the late 90s. This is 97. Taking off, like the first kind of boom. And I got a phone interview with a startup, you know, Stanford folks running a... It was basically a company that allowed people to build websites. You know, again, super early days. And when you do a intro engineering interview, like most companies like this, they put you through the ringer. Mm-hmm. So they're asking you like computer science fundamental questions. And I hadn't thought about that stuff for 6 months. And on this phone interview, which my sister set up through friends, I fucking blew it. It was so humbling. And I'm so glad it happened. Like, first interview, and I'm glad it wasn't in person because it'd been pretty embarrassing. But a few questions into it, I was fine. You know, they ask you like the stuff that you should know if you've studied computer science, like what's the difference between an array and a linked list, and why would you? These are how you store information and when you're writing a program. And then each question got progressively harder, and I totally bombed it, totally bombed it. So this, it was a good thing that it happened that way, but it kind of set me up to, I like immediately went to find my CS professor. It was kind of, he was always in the gym at the college. He was kind of hanging out. This was summer after graduation. And I was like, I need a crash course from you. Like, we'd spend a few hours a day for like the next couple of weeks on just getting my head back into it. Him helping with like questions I might see in an interview. And so it took me probably this summer to like ramp up and actually like interview for like a basic programming job that I got lucky they gave it to me. Says I seen your picture on a $100 bill. What's a game of chance to you? So I was working in the New York Times Research and Development Lab for probably 5 years, 4 years before starting News.me. So I led a team in the research and development lab, and our mission, like our goals for this team of like five people were like build prototypes of like new ways of consuming news, like for the New York Times, and demonstrate this. And the other thing was like, we're supposed to spend 50% of our time, but it ended up being probably 10% of our time working on like new business ideas, new startup ideas. So News.me was one of these, and it was like, what's the next round of like news personalization? And this was 2008, 2009. Built a prototype, shopped it around the Times, internally at the Times, saying, here's what it would cost to fund a small team to try to, you know, basically like a seed round. Like, what would it take to finance us building this for a year or two to see if we could, you know, create a standalone product or company outside of the times. It's hard to do. So we put together a model, figured out how much it would cost, thought of a team, thought about business models from like subscription to ad to freemium. And it was just an app at the time. And anyway, so what ended up happening was the New York Times is an investor in BetaWorks and the BetaWorks fund. They contribute money to it. So my boss was on this advisory board for BetaWorks. Michael Zimbalist is his name. And anyway, so we came down to meet John Borthwick and some of the BetaWorks folks and said, what do you think of this idea? We're thinking about it from like kind of the news experience, storytelling, interaction part. And John was like, well, we're sitting on this crazy set of data with like Twitter and Bitly data. Bitly was a BetaWorks company at the time. And we're thinking about this from the data side. Let's see if we can work this out. So my boss at the Times was like, totally ballsy. He let me bring four people down to BetaWorks to work on news.me. And in exchange, the New York Times got equity. So BetaWorks funded it. New York Times like gave up, you know, four of their R&D employees. And then at the end of like 3 or 4 months when we got the first version released, I think it was more like 6 months, we had the option. This is part of the deal, which is kind of weird. We could either stay down at BetaWorks working on news.me or we could go back to the lab. So anyway, super interesting deal, very ballsy for like a big company to even try this. The decision point, we hadn't launched yet. We had to make a decision before we launched. I was like, there's no way. As much as I love the Times and it was an incredible, like, best job I've had, like, I didn't want to, like, this is my baby. I've been working on it for like a year and we hadn't launched it yet. So I couldn't like just pack up my bags and go back. So it was a hard decision, but I stayed. One person went back and three of us stayed. Real skill, so glad to meet you, Angela. Picking up the ticket. I don't think I'd look back and do anything different. I mean, some stuff worked out great, some stuff didn't, but I don't think I would change anything. So what would I ask? You know, I think you're doing absolutely the one thing I wish I would have done, which is like, you know, come work in an environment that like you can see what it's like for, you know, day to day, week to week, what it's like to work with 20 people. Like I had an internship late in college, but like it's great people. It wasn't the right internship. Didn't give me the right experience. So I guess looking back, I would have done, or what I'd recommend to people is if you can do internships early and often, just, you can see what things are like, right? And you can, before you make a decision, you're like, I want to be a whatever it is. And some people don't find out until they actually get a job and they're like, this fucking sucks. I don't want to do this. So like, if there's any way to like discover that early on. I have a lot of friends in New York who became attorneys, right? So 4 years of undergrad, then law school, crazy tests along the way, and they got into it. And some of them discovered 6 months into it after all this school that they hated it. Some of them stuck it out like 5 or 6 years, but most of my friends who are attorneys in New York bailed on it because they didn't enjoy it. Anyway,
That's a good idea.
I don't know. Getting internships or, you know, mentors early on just to kind of help you, like, you know, help you kind of navigate the world of, you know, whatever you're interested in, just to see if it's right or not. It's hard to tell.
Did you have any mentors like that? It sounds like your college professor maybe helped out a little.
College professor was great. And then my first job, not my first job after school, but I got a job for a year just getting some, like, programming experience, and then I moved to the Bay Area, and there were like, I would say like 4 or 5 engineers. They were like probably 2 years older than me, like Cal Berkeley, Stanford computer science graduates who were like smart as hell and would probably like run circles around any other engineers I've met. And they were good guys. Like you go out and have a beer with them. They weren't these engineers that would sit in the corner and like, you know, couldn't make eye contact with you. Anyway, two of them were like super amazing like mentors to me, just like taught me how to write software, taught me like how to, you know, manage a project, taught me how to like, you know, work across teams. So yeah, a couple of guys that were a few years older than me that were incredible engineers and just like good guys. Those were kind of the mentors that that I learned the most from. Go on, lose the gamble, that's the history of the trade that you add up. I have two small children now, so I don't read any books because I literally get a page in and I fall asleep. So I kind of gave up on that, which is a little sad. You know, one of the books, I think one of the funner books that I've read is Snow Crash from Neal Stephenson. So Neal Stephenson, and which I'd highly recommend. You can burn through it in, you know, a couple days or a week. So Neal Stephenson, and have you read Neuromancer from William Gibson? So these two guys wrote, the genre is called cyberpunk, and when it came out in like the mid-90s, when like, you know, the internet was starting to take off, they wrote about like what's next in terms of technology. So this book, Snow Crash, from Neal Stephenson, which is written in 95, like talks about all the stuff that we're just starting to see now or at. So I was totally not into the kind of tech, science fiction, cyberpunk book scene, but Snow Crash is kind of a fun book, and all the Neal Stephenson books are pretty good. There's a 1,000-pager called Cryptonomicon, which I haven't made it fully through, but all the people that enjoy his writing say that's one of the better ones. So there's plenty of career advice I could give you, but I would also say, like, go travel. Don't rush into anything. I mean, you could look at this and say, all right, I want to get that job lined up right after I get out of school, and it's going to be with, you know, some people are very, like, very proactive about this, very excited about this, and it's fine. But I would say, like, if you can take a summer off, if you have the means to do it and travel, if you can take a year off and travel, you'll be fine. And you'll be better off, like, you know, traveling the world and seeing different places. So, yeah, I mean, there's some career stuff of, like, especially for people that are looking out of school, I feel like a lot of the people that I've seen applying for jobs here or have talked to, they're just not prepared for it. And from, like, sending a resume to communicating with the people that you're interviewing with to, you know, the interview process, like, it's hard, you know, especially if you haven't done it before. So there's that, there's internships. I think the biggest thing is just, like, do what you can to figure out what it is you like or what you want to do. And I think internships or going to talks or maybe even conferences or programs within the university that, like, you know, where speakers are coming to talk about whatever, from robotics to, you know, whatever you're into, whether not computer science, but, like, just go to as much of that stuff as you can just to hear people talk about what they do. The other thing is, like, the biggest, like, career advice is probably, like, it's all about who you know. Right. I mean, it really is. Right. It's all about who you know. Keep connections open. You know, it's really easy. It's like, be a human being. Be personable. Send thank you notes. Right. It's like simple stuff that, like, you know, be kind, be respectful, be a good human being, and you'll be fine. So that's some, like, basic career stuff. Or on the other side, it's like, have fun. Go enjoy yourself. Really, it's like, now's the time to do it.